Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight, Motzei Shabbos is learning dedicated to the Nishmas of Avi Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, and for continuing before Shleim of Dov Meir ben Mindel. Today's Daf is Daf Nun Tes. We left off at the word Meisvei about 8 lines down on Nun Tes Amid Alf. In order to understand today's Daf, I need to summarize yesterday's Daf and set the table for today's Daf. We quoted a Mishnah. The Mishnah was dealing with a situation where the husband tried to be makdish, the maisi adayim of his wife. So, yesterday we said that according to Rav and Shmuel, the Mishnah is talking about a case of where the husband would like to provide food for her, she does not want the food. And, however, he is not giving her the extra ma kesef that according to Rav and Shmuel would be that he would get rights to the mosar. So in the ratio where he was makdish, the ikar maisi adayim, since she can decline, the hekdish is not chal. In the Seifa, where he's trying to be makdish the leftovers, since he's not giving the Malkesef, so that stuff is not kadosh while she's alive, and after she dies, that's a machlokas. According to Rav Meir, it's kadosh because a person can be makdish davash lo ba'al olam. According to Rav Yochanan Sandler, it's not kadosh because ain't the makdish davash lo ba'al olam. That's all according to Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ada bar Ava holds, since he wants to give the food, Rav Ada bar Ava holds the food is not in place of the Iker Maisi Adayim, the food is in place of the Mosar. So since he wants to give her the food in place of the Mosar, she's not allowed to reject that. So it's already Kadosh, even while she's alive. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds no. And the reason why, according to Rav Ada bar Ava, so it's Adam Makdish Dava Shalom, but Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds that we don't say that it's as if he's being makdish the hands, and therefore he cannot be makdish her maisi adayim at all, because they are not ba'olam. That was all from yesterday. So the Gemara is now going to ask against Rav Ada bar Ava. Rav Ada bar Ava said that this big chiddush that he said that the mizonos is in place of the mosar Maisi Adayim, and the Ma Kesef is in place of the basic level of Maisi Adayim. The Gemara is going to challenge that. That was the very end of yesterday's daf. So the Gemara says, Meisvei Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Maisi Adah. You see right there, the Mizonos is because of Maisi Adah, not for the Mosar, not for the extra Maisi Adah, for the Ikar Maisi Adah. Answer the Gemara, Ema Tachas Mosar Maisi Adah. It means for the leftovers. Now the Gemara asks against Rav Shmuel the other way around. Toshma, Im Enros in La Ma Kesef Litzarcheha Maisi Adah Shelah. If he doesn't give her ma kesef, so here you see the ma. So then she gets to keep the ma'asi adayim. So here you see the extra ma kesef is for the ikar ma'asi adayim. Ask the Gemara, ema mosar ma'asi adayim shalah. No, it's referring to the mosar. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? V'ha Allah ketani, mahi osalo, how much does she have to do for this ma'asi adayim? Mishkal chamesh sloim, shesi bi'Yehuda, 5 sellas worth of string in Yehuda, which is Esther Slime and Galil. So you see, it gives an exact amount. So it's got to be talking about the Maisi Adayim, not the Moser. Answer the Gemara, Hachkamar. Maisi Adayim, Kama Have, Delay Da Moser Dida, Kama. No, we need to know how much is the Iker amount, which is 5 Slime, so that anything above 5 Slime is considered to be extra. But I was really asking about the Moser. What a sharp answer. And how much is that? Mishkal Chamish Slime, Yehuda, Shein Esther Slime, and Galil. Fine. So now, the Mishnah had quoted a machlokas in a case of a Baal who's makdish the extra, the Moser Maisi de Ishto, according to Rav Meir, it's Kadosh, because Adam Makna Dabba Shlobal Olam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Sandler, it's not Kadosh. Rav and Shmuel say they're arguing about whether or not it's going to be Chal La'achar Misa. Rav Meir holds Adam Makdish Dabba Shlobal Olam, and therefore it's going to be Kadosh La'achar Misa. Even though now he's not the owner of it, the hekdesh is going to be chal after he inherits it from her, after she dies. Rabbi Chanan Sadler holds that ain't the makdesh davar shloba olam, and therefore even la'achar misa, it's not going to be kadosh. So Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Yochanan Masah Sanlar, that if a man tries to be makdesh the leftover maisi adayim of his wife, it's not even kadosh, even la'achar misa. So it sounds like from this, the Shmuel holds Ein ad makdish davar shloba olam. I asked the Gemara, "Mi amar Shmuel hachi? Did Shmuel really say this? Did Shmuel really say this? V'hatanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah, a woman says to her husband, Konam shani osa lepicha, I'm hereby asering like a carbon. I'm making a neder. Konam means I'm asering like a carbon. Any ma'asi adayim that I do, that you're not going to be able to benefit from my ma'asi adayim. Einot tzarech lahafer. So Tanakama says, the husband does not have to be made for this neder, because this neder is not chal. Because she owes him her ma'asi adayim, she can't be makdish that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yafet. Rabbi Akiva says the husband does have to be made for it. Shema ta'adif alav, because maybe she'll make extra than the bare amount, and that stuff she could forbid on him. So if he wants it, he's got to be made for the nether. Shema ta'adif yesim in a royal. The third opinion is Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Yafet Shemi Garshena. No, even the hadafa is shaykh to the husband, so she can't, he doesn't have to be made for it, so she can't make a nether on it. However, the husband anyway should get rid of the nether. Shemi Yigashana, maybe he'll divorce her. And then she's not meshubad to him. And maybe if he's going to want to remarry her, so he won't be able to benefit from that. So he should get rid of the nether. V'tei asur lachzor, right? She won't be able to remarry him if the nether is chal. V'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shmuel says that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So even though now she's meshubah to him, the neder is chal on the time after he divorces her. So isn't this like as if you're being makdish a davar shelo ba'olam? So how come Shmuel by pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan Sanu said ain't the makdish davar shelo ba'olam? But over here, Shmuel says, Halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says that the husband should be made for, because if he divorces her, the neder would be chal. It's a davar shelo ba'olam. So how come over here, Shmuel says, you can make a neder on a davar shelo ba'olam, but earlier, we said that it's not chal, that Shmuel said that it's not chal, Rav and Shmuel held, it's not chal on a davar shelo ba'olam. So how come we hear Pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan Sanler? And it's the Gemara. Ki amar Shmuel lach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When did Shmuel say lach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Only laha adafa. So it's not for the time after he divorces her. It's for the extra stuff. So it says the Gemara, if that's all Shmuel patan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's actually Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So the Gemara says v'lema halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why don't you just say that the Yochanan that he has to be made for because of the Hadafa Inami ain't Alach Katanakama? Right? The Alach is not like Tanakama, says you don't have to be made for, rather you do have to be made for because of the Hadafa Inami, just the most obvious one, Halach Rabbi Akiva, who said Beferish, they have to be made for because of the Hadafa. So because of this Kasha, the Gemara rejects the first approach. Says the Gemara, answer number two, suggesting answer number two. The first answer, the Gemara doesn't say who gave the answer. Which is the stomach Gemara. Now here, El Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef tries to give a second answer. This, that Shmuel Paskan Halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that really the Ma'asi Adayim would be Kadosh after he divorces her. Kon Mos Kamris, but how could you compare that to the case of where she assered her stuff on him like a Konam? Right, what was that case? Konam Shani Yosef Lepicha. Right, she asked her ma'asi adayim on him. Konos gamris shani kainmis mitok she'adam oser peros chaveru alav. Just like we know that, even though I can't be makdish something of yours, I can ask your food on me with an eder. So to adam makdish davar shelo ba'olam, I could also be makdish something of mine that is a davish, that is a davish lobala olam. As the Gemara seems to be equating that, just like I can aser my stuff on you beneder, I could also be makdish my stuff that even though it's a davish lobala olam, I could say my ma'asi adayim is aser on you. So the Gemara says, how could you compare these two cases? Amalei Abaye. So Abaye said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, what's the proof from the fact that I can aser your food on me that should be a raya that I should be able to makdish davish lobala olam? Bishlam Adam Ose Peres Chaver Olav. I can aser your food on me, even though it's not mine, she can adam osa piros v'al chaveru, because I could aser my food on you, whether I make it hektish or I just aser you b'hana. But yomar, yes, or davar shelo bala olam, al chaveru, I can aser a davar shelo bala olam on my friend. Shekain ain't adam osa piros chaveru chaveru. I can never aser your food on you. So how can I aser my food on you? Doesn't make any sense. So because this kasha, the Gemara backs out on answer number two. And we go to answer number three. Elam Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. Really, Shmuel holds. Ein adam oseh davar shelo bala olam. The reason why it works to say I'm asering my food on my husband. But omeris yikdashu yaday lo seim. I'm sanctifying my hands to Hashem. So the hands are in the world. The yadayim istu ba'olam. Ask the Gemara. If you makdish your hands, do they really become holy? But you have a shibud that you owe your husband, your ma'asi adayim. How could you be makdish? How could that be motzi the shibud? Says Gemara, da'amr l'chi megarsha. That when she says in the neder, she says, my ma'asi adayim are going to be us on you after you divorce me. Ask the Gemara, umiyakamide de'ilu hashta. Like Kaddish, right? Now you're still married to her, so she owes you the money, so it's not going to be Hekdish. Ulekamei, and once she gets divorced, it's going to be Kadosh. How could that be? Says, well, Rabbi Allah, yeah. Alam Allah, why not? Why is that a problem? Ilu ha'omer l'chaveru sadezu shani mocha l'cha l'kishek kochena mimcha. I'm going to sell it to you after I buy it from you. Tikdish, so the field is Hekdish. Right? Guy says to his friend, I'm going to sell you this field and when I buy it back from you, I want to make it hektish. So it works. Says the Gemara, Maskel Rabbi Yirmiya, me dummy, how could you compare that case to the case of the Ma'asi Adayim? Hasam over there, B'yado Lahakdisha, you own the field right now. Hacha ain biyadal garish es hatzma. She can't divorce herself. Halo damya, the case of the divorce, is more compared. Lo damya ella la omer lechaver sadu shemacharti lecha, a field that I already sold to you lekashe kachanim imcha tikdash. When I buy it from you, I'll make it hektish. To lo kishah, that doesn't work because you don't own the field now. But now the Gemara goes ahead and asks against Rabbi Yirmiya. Maskler of Papa, me dummy, how could you compare the case of being makdish your ma'asi adayim to being makdish a sada that you already sold? It's not comparable. Hasam, in the case of being makdish a sada before you purchased it, gufa uperos biyada delokech. You don't own the guf of the field and you don't own the peros. But haka, by a case of where the woman is designated the ma'asi adayim, she's being makdish her ma'asi adayim after she divorced, even though her ma'asi adayim belong to her husband, but gufa, their hands, biyada, who? She owns her own hands, and she can be makdish them. Halo damya, our case, which is being makdish her ma'asi adayim, lo damya, it's only compared to the following case. Elo la'omer l'chaveiro, if a person says to his friend, sadezu shemishkanti l'cha, this field that I gave you as collateral for a debt, l'kish eftenem imcha, when I redeem it from you, Tikdash, the kitcha, it would be good hektish. Even though I'm not eating the fruit, but I own it. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Maskeflor of Rav Shishbar Rei Davidi, me dummy, how could you compare the case of this case of makdish, a field that's a mashkon, to the case before? Hasam, biyadol ftosa, you could redeem it right now by paying the debt, and you get the field. So that's why the hektish works. But hacha, by the case of a woman who's being makdish her ma'asi adayim after she gets divorced, ain biyada l'garish atzma. Halo dami el omen l'chaver sadezu shemishkanti chol eser shanim, a field that I have as collateral for 10 years, so we can't sell it for 10 years. L'kshaftanim imcha, after the time when I redeem it, tikdash, the kitchen, that would work. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara against the Shabbat, idi maskel ravashi, mi dami. How can you compare that case? Hasam, if it was for 10 years, even though you can't redeem it now, la'eser shanim, Miha Biadoloftosa, you'll be able to redeem it in 10 years. And that's why it's not considered to be Biado. I'm sorry. That's why it is considered to be Biado, because at least after 10 years I could redeem it. And therefore I could already be Makdish it now. Avol Hacha, but in the case of where you're Makdish your hands after I get divorced, Ein Biado L'gar Shatzma La'olam. So because of all these kashas, the Gemara gets rid of answer number three. We come to the fourth and final answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the answer of what the contradiction in Shmuel? One place he seems to pass another Makdish Dovah Shalom Olam. Like he says, that after I get divorced, I could be Makdish my Ma'asi Yadayim. And yet by the case of the Konamos, so then she cannot be Makdish Dovah Shalom Olam. So which one is it? Elam Ravashi, Konmos Kamris. You're telling me that the Konam is Chal on the Ma'asi Yadayim, even though she's Meshubad with her Ma'asi Yadayim to her husband? Shiny Konmos. Konmos is a special halacha. It's different than Hekdish. Tekdushas HaGufninu. When you make something into a carbon, it becomes like Kedushas HaGuf. It can't be redeemed. So it's a very strong Kedusha. And it's Mafkia, the Shibud, that she has to pay the husband the Ma'asi Yadayim. Therefore, she could ask her with the konam or ma'asi yadayim even after she gets divorced. But it's not a proof that the husband could be makdish, the moser, that he inherits after she dies. Placing something in hekdish, or chametz she'avar lava pesach, if you gave your hekdish over to a guy, so the malva can't acquire from there. V'shichur, if you're meshachar your Eved Kanani to a Baal Chov, and then if you're meshabed your Eved Kanani, they paid for a debt, and then you free your Eved Kanani, mafkim midei shibud. So even though you designated these things to pay back your debts, you're allowed to be, you're allowed to free the Eved, and you're allowed to put the stuff into Hekdish that you said you were going to pay a debt back with, or the Chametz, when comes Chametz Shavuot Pesach, all these things, they're mafkia the shibud. Says the Gemara, really, if Konam is so strong that it's Mafkir Meshibud, why is it only after divorce? It should happen already right now. Says the Gemara, V'nikdashu Mehashta. If you tell me it's all about the hands becoming Hadosh, it should be Kadosh right now. Why do we have to wait till she gets divorced? And you just told me that Konam is Mafkir Midei Shibud. Answers the Gemara, Amur Rabban Leshibud Debal. In this case, the rabbis strengthened the shibud of the husband. And they made him like a lokeach gomor, that he's already zoch in it. And therefore, she cannot ask her ma'asi yadayim on him ba'ana, ke'echid l'tikdash mehashta. Because we want to make sure that the hektish should not be chal now. So the rabbis strengthened this obligation that she can't get rid of him for this obligation. New Mishnah. The following malachas is what a woman does for her husband. Tochenas, she grinds up the wheat. Ofes, she bakes. Humachabes, she does the laundry. Mevashel, she cooks. Menikah espina, she nurses her son. Matzas lo hamita, she makes the beds. Vaosa batsemer, and she also gets a job spinning wool. She has to get a job. Hechnisa lo shivcha achas, if she brings one shivcha into the marriage. Lo tochenas lo ofel lo machabeses, she no longer has to grind or bake. Or cook. So what? Oh, I'm sorry. Lo machbeses. She doesn't do the laundry. Rather, the shivcha does those things. But the other malachos she still has to do. Shtayim, she brings in two maids. Ein mevashel, ein minigas mina. She doesn't cook and she doesn't nurse the baby. She could hire somebody else to nurse. Shalosh, she brings in three slaves. Ein matzas lamidi. She doesn't even make the beds. Ein osam batzemi. She doesn't spin the wool. Arba yishavas b'kasaja. If he brings in four witnesses. If he brings in four servants, then the wife sits and does nothing. Rabbi Lez disagrees. He says even if the wife brings in 100 servants, kofalasus betzemer, the husband can still force her to do some work. Shabbatolmi vila deizima, because doing nothing is bad for everybody. It brings you to znus. Rabbi Shem Gael Omer afamader sishtim ilasus malacha. Even a man who puts a shvu on his wife, not letting her do malacha. Yotzi v'yitin ksuba, he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Shabbat talim v'vele le'shimam. Because doing nothing makes a person go crazy. Says the Gemara, tochenes sal kadaitach. what? The woman has to grind it herself. It's such a big grindstone. It's very hard. It says, well, ema matchenes. No. It means that she doesn't have to actually grind it. She just has to prepare it for grinding. I'm talking about a small little hand grinder, not the big thing that the woman couldn't move. It says the Gemara Masisin Dloka Rebihi. The Mishnah that said that a woman has to grind for her husband, it's against Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya ain isha el yofi. A woman doesn't have to do malacha. She's there for beauty. Ain isha el labanim. She's there to have children. The Rabbi Chiya ain isha el tachshita isha. She's supposed to wear jewelry. The Rabbi Chiya rotsa sheyadin es besaro. Rabbi Chiya told a person who wants to have his flesh healthy, it should be red, ruddy, a healthy complexion. Yalbishena clay pishtan. He should. I'm sorry. V'tani Rabbi Chiya ain yishel tachshita isha. A woman is only for jewelry. V'tani Rabbi Chiya harosa sheyadin is ishto. A man who wants his wife to look good. Yalbishena clay pishtan. We should. Dress her up with flax garments. Rosa Shalban is Bito, person who wants to have a fair complexion for his daughter. Yachilena Efrochim Yashkena Chalav Samach Lepirka. He should feed her like chicks, and he should let her drink milk close to the time where she becomes Bas Mitzvah. Now, says the Mishnah, Umenika Espina, that one of the things a woman has to do for her husband is she has to nurse his kid. Lame masis lo kveshami. Sounds like it's against Beishami. The Sadi nudges Shalonik Espinah. If a woman makes a neder not to nurse the baby, Beishami om shametis dad mi piv. Beishami says that's okay. You're allowed to do that. She's not meshubed to do that. So you see the Mishnah is against Beishami. Because the Mishnah says she is meshubed to do that. She can't make a neder not to do that. Beishil omrim kofa minikasa. The husband could force her to nurse the baby. Nizgash, if she gets divorced, ain't a kofa. He can't force her to nurse the baby. Vimhaya. Makira, if the baby recognized the mom, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Tomorrow's daf, nosin la schara, the husband has to pay her if a kofa manikasa, you could force her to nurse the baby, because if she doesn't nurse the baby, it's going to be sakana for the baby. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah seems to be against Beishamai. Answer the Gemara, afil tem Beishamai. No, the Mishnah could be going like Beishamai. And really, Beishamai agrees that the woman's obligated to nurse her baby. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shenadrahi. She made a neder not to nurse the baby. Kim lahu, but the husband said, fine. Because Beishamai, who knows the baby shene? Beishamai says it's his problem. He messed her up, so he doesn't have to do it. Ubeis Hillel Savri, he knows the baby shene. No. She made the neder, so even though he wasn't made for it, but she made the neder, so she messed the whole thing up. And therefore, she is chayev to pay the schar for the nursing, the nursemaid. It says Gemara, v'niflugu b'ksuv ba'amah. So why are they only arguing about nursing? Why don't they argue about the ksuba itself? Says the Gemara, that's one kasha. Argue about the ksuba itself, meaning if she makes a neder not to benefit from him, and he's mekayim, so according to Beis Shammai, he has to divorce her. Give her the ksuba, because since he didn't get rid of the neder, he messed it up. And according to Beis Hillel, she should leave without a ksuba, because she's the one who did it. V'od, furthermore, Tani Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says explicitly, ain a menika. Even without a neder, if she doesn't want to, ain a menika. She doesn't have to be do. Beishamai says explicitly, she doesn't have to nurse the baby. So it's a good proof that our mission is against Beis Shammai. Just another line here. Im Hayam Akira, what did the mission say? If the baby recognized the mom, then he has to pay the money he has to pay somebody to nurse the baby. However, Im Hayam Akira, if the baby recognized the mom, so then, I'm sorry. Yeah, we learned in the Braisa that even a woman whose husband divorced her, she's no longer obligated to nurse his baby. Nevertheless, if the baby recognized her, so she's chayv to be meaning the baby. Says the Gemara, ad kama. It's a funny question, is how early? How early do you have to, do we say that if the baby recognizes the mom, that the mom has to nurse her? If the baby's at least 3 months old, so the baby can recognize. Less than 3 months old, the baby won't recognize. 30 days. Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 50 days. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Abaye, Halacha Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha is the early shear of three days. Halacha Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, the halacha is 50 days. Once she's 50 days old, she can tell the difference in who she's nursing from, and if she only wants to nurse from the mother, so then the mother can't decline. It says Gemara, Bishlama, Rav, Rav Yochanan, Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Chorfei. So Rav said 3 months, and Rav Yochanan said, Rav said 3 months, and Rav Yochanan said 50 days. That makes sense. Bishlama, Rav, Rav Yochanan, Kol Chad V'Chad Ki Chorfei. Some recognize the mom after 30 days. I'm sorry, some recognize the mom after 3 months, and some after 50 days. Kichorfei, depending on how precocious the child is, how advanced the child is. El l'shmuel, ki hai gavna mi mishkachas lo. According to Shmuel, how do you ever have a case that's like 30 days, the baby already could recognize who he's eating from after 30 days? Says the Gemara, don't listen to this opinion. Ella, Hachi Amar Shmuel, calls man Shemakira. Shmuel says it's not 3 months, it's not 30 days, it's not 40 days. It's however long the baby recognizes who the mom is, and we'll see later on how the Gemara assesses that the baby knows who the mom is. We'll talk about that in tomorrow's daf. Everyone should have a wonderful day.